Today we'd like to see the title over exceeding grace of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 to 15. To another was sold through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one in verse 6, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. What does it mean? And how can we apply it to our lives? In verse 7, so let each one give as the purpose is in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. What does it mean? And what can we learn from here? Last question in verses 14, 15. And by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be to God for his indescribable gifts. What do these mean, and what can we learn from here? Here, Paul's third mission tree, book of Acts, chapter 18, 23 up to 21, 16, 53 up to 57 AD. In the third mission trip at Philippi in Macedonia area, Paul met Titus, who had informed the response to the first Corinthians to Paul. Paul is going to come to Corinth on his way to Jerusalem to take up offering or a gift in the Gentile churches to God for the church in Jerusalem. This chapter 19 is a commission letter to make sure the ready offering after a few brothers, they had him to make sure their offering was ready in the light of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 10, 12. And in this, I give advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you also must complete the doing of it, that there was a readiness to desire it. So there also may be completion out of what you have. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he has not had. In the last time, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 24, therefore show to that, and before the churches, the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. Paul encouraged them to show Jesus' love to the church in Jerusalem and prove it to all the churches, including the churches in Macedonia or Achaia area. Hereby, our boasting of Christ working in you may be justified. Thank you for your prayer support. Paul Footstep Tour for Education and Evangelism has been amazingly done by the exceeding grace of God. Solely your Gloria. You may click on, you may see all the photos and explanation as well. Here, verse 1, now concerning the ministry to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. You really don't need it for me to write these things to you, because you already practice this kind of offering, gift, donation, or generosity. For I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stood up the majority. Your willing mind to donate a year ago, previously stated to the Church of Macedonia area, encouraged the churches of Achaia area. See above map. Your willingness, zeal, or desire to donate has strongly encouraged other people to donate. Verse 3, yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this respect, that as I said, you may be ready. Paul has sent a few brothers ahead of Paul to fulfill the commitment of your willingness to donate, in which we already boast of Christ working in you, in order that your willingness should not be in vain, but be the ready gift, proved, should be proved. Verse 4, lest if some Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we not to mention you, should be ashamed of the confident boasting. If some Macedonians may come with me, and you are not ready for the gift, it would shame upon us, who confidently boasted of this before them. Verse 5, therefore, I thought it necessary. To exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time and prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as a grudging obligation. Be ready, gift, ahead of Paul's coming. This gift may be ready as a matter of generosity or of a willing mind. See 2 Corinthians 8:12, not as a grudging obligation or a forced donation. Verse 6, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. That's question 1. One who sows a few seeds will leave a small crop, but the one who sows many seeds will leave a big crop. When you give a little, the Lord gives a little, but you give much, the Lord gives much. There are several words of God relating to offering, giving, donation, or generosity. One who cares the poor will be blessed by God, such as his care from trouble, preservation and long life, and delivery from enemies' will. Express your most love to God in your possession and the first fruit. If you are giving, scattering, then you will increase. If you withhold, then that is going to leave you to poverty. When you have pity on the poor, the Lord will pay you back in His memory. The generous eye in giving food to the poor will be blessed by God. One who does not put God first, for example, desolate temple of God, would bring in litter, not enough, not warm clothes, or a bag with holes, even if you have sown much. In Old Testament, tithes and offering are mandatory as a token of sincere love for God, but in the New Testament, they are recommendable. Remember, whatever you give shall receive it accordingly. Paul meant Corinthians should not let a lack of faith keep you from the first willingness to donate a year ago to the church in Jerusalem. All cross-reference right here. Verse 7, question 2. Let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves the cheerful giver. Donate cheerfully according to the first willingness of your goal, not grudgingly, not of necessity or mandatory, because God loves the cheerful give, a willing or a joyful give, or not forced, pressed give. That is, a willing heart on donation is more important than its amount. Every resource comes from God. If you love God mostly, you would love it yourself, because it's God's second greatest commandment. So, all cross-reference right here. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace around to you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. God gives us resources to use or invest for God. When you use or invest them for God, God will see your heart cultivate them and produce abundantly for every good work. Verse 9, as it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. God has dispersed abroad and has given to the poor. His righteousness remains forever. God will be honored. That is, when you give needy things to the poor from whatever is given by God. Quoted from Psalm 112, verse 9. Verse 10. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. May God multiply the seed that you have sown. May you abound in the spiritual things you have purposed in your heart to give to the Lord. Verse 11, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God, while you are blessed in every life, and so you give all donation, that is abundant offering to the church in Jerusalem, it causes us to be thankful to God who works in you. Verse 12, for the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgiving to God. Your donation to the church in Jerusalem suffices not only the church, but also causes many, the recipient, ministers, and eyewitnesses to give thanks to God who works in you. Verse 13, while through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your compassion to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. Your donation to the church in Jerusalem is the proof of this Paul's donation delivery ministry. When the saints at the church receive an indescribable gift, they will glorify God because you keep the faith on the gospel of Christ and share your loving heart with donation. Verse 14, 15, question 3. And by their prayer for you, who long for you, because of the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Those who receive your indescribable or abundant gift will pray for you with deep affection of exceeding grace of God in you, and will give thanks to God for the indescribable gifts. This chapter shows that Paul is extremely well convinced Corinthians as a word minister should learn the one of six elements in 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word preaching, be ready in season, out of season, convince right here, the book, exhort, and with all long-suffering and teaching. So right here, convince, so beautiful convincing letter. So we covered all three questions. Let's see other one here. Prayer request, you know, continually. Thank you for prayer support. Romans 8:28 has confirmed in Paul to Ture during 10:17-28, 12 days, especially in Rome Ture. Brother Vincenzo, the pastor of Calvary, Asilia, Rome, Italy. So cross-reference you may click on. Keep on praying for the increase of faith. The word of God is a constant practice, love and joy to become more like Jesus Christ until we meet our Lord in heaven. C, pray for souls in Muslim countries, especially Iran, Turkey, Syria, Palestine, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Morocco, Afghanistan. Believe the family of the victims from quake, earthquake. Libya, believe the family of the victims from flood, as well as for Gaza, Israel's safety right now. Pray for Ukraine and Mexico outreaches right here. Then pray for this book of Can I Lie to Achieve Success for the Glory of God. Flowed from CCH Ship's inductive expository Bible studies from September 18, 2022, September 10, 2023, which have been published on October 5th, 2023, to spread the word of God globally, if the Lord permits. Keep on. So, typical visiting place is a Paul Mission Push Step Tour for Education Version from blah, blah, blah. Right here, you know, six pictures right there, so we put in there. Paul's preaching place on Mars Hill in Athens in Greece, the second mission trip. Here, third mission trip, Paul's second two-year teaching place at Ephesus in Turkey, so right here, library inside there. In detail, photos you may click on, you may see. Paul's the arrested two-year teaching area at a rented house at Rome in Italy. This is the ancient Rome, you know, cities right there, Sumer, this there. That is a Paul imprisonment place at Rome in Italy. Right here, Mamertine prison there. Paul's beheaded martyrdom place right here at Rome in Italy. The Rome city is the far south. Then is a Paul burial place at Rome in Italy. Right here is a burial place there. So Christianity is real, practical, unlike other religion. You may see there. So science is merely a means, not an end. Basically to know sovereign God's creation and true word of God. So that is, you may read that. May God bless you, Rachel. Let's sing all together, Maranatha song.